Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Nedarim Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis. So the first Mishnah began Kol Kinuyei Nedarim Kinedarim. But sometimes we don't use the actual word. You can use substitute words called a kinui. But the neder is still a neder. So what would be an example of some of these substitute words? Zak de Mishnah. Where will the chaveri, if someone says to someone else, koinem, let's say this loaf of bread, it's like a koinem to you. Or koinach, it's like a koinach to you. Kindness, or it's like a kindness to you. The Mishnah gives us three examples of substitute words. Hari elu kinuyin lekarbin. These are actually words that could be exchanged for carbon. Zakta batanura. In the Lashon of the Umasu Ailam, sometimes they would refer to a carbon as either a kainam, kainach, or kainas. Wait a second, I'm confused. Are we talking about a neder or someone that's promising a carbon? So let's get back to something we touched on in the last Mishnah. I can say this loaf of bread is aser. It's aser to me. That's a neder. Or I can say this loaf of bread is like a carbon. That's also a way of expressing a neder. That's called being matfis. I'm like comparing it to something. Tofis means to take hold of. A tfisa means someone is in prison. The prison is holding him until he is released. A shaychet has to be able to do a good tefisa. That means he has to be able to hold on to what he's shechting in such a way that things are in place. Sometimes when you want to say someone chaps things very good, you say, oh, he has a good tefisa. He's toifes things well. In the halachis of Nidarim, Hatfasa means I compare something to something else that was made usser. Here's the trick. It has to be something, we're still going to learn about this in Mishnayis, that I created the isser. In other words, with a carbon, I create the carbon. Besides for a par, all carbonis, you have to make them into a carbon. If not, they're just a regular animal. So I'm saying this piece of bread is like a carbon. Just like you create the kedusha of a carbon, I'm creating the issur on this piece of bread. So some of the Umas HaOlam that lived in the area of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't pronounce carbon right. They would use these lashonis. That's how the Rambam explains it. Instead of carbon, they would say kainim, kainach, kindness. So it became like part of the language. And our Mishnah is telling us that's fine. It's still going to create the nether. Actually, there's another pshat from the Ran, and also from Taisvis. The Chazal created these lashainas. Kainam, kainach, kainas. It's not necessarily how some of the non-Jews mispronounce carbon. And the reason they would create such a lashon is because if you say carbon, you may say carbon lashem. And they didn't want people to see Hashem's name. So therefore, they gave us substitute words. But either way, the Mishnah is telling us you don't have to say it right. If you use a substitute word that is accepted to mean carbon, it means carbon. So if someone says to his friend, once again, this piece of bread is like a koinem or a koinach or a koines, Harayelu kinuyin lekarbon. That's like saying this piece of bread is like a carbon. And a taka becomes asr. We learned in yesterday's Mishnah there's something called cheirim. Right, turn back for a moment. We began our Masechta called Kinuyei Nidarim. Substitute words for Nidarim, Kinidarim. They help like the actual expression of Neder itself. V'charamim, kacharamim. And a kinuy to a cheirim works like cheirim itself. In other words, Nidarim, that a person asers on himself with a lashon of cheirim, have a din of regular cheirim. So if a person says, this piece of bread should be a pami cheirim, that means it looks like it belongs to Hegdish. But he doesn't necessarily have to say the word cheirim. Even if he used substitute lashonis like cheirek, or cheirech, or cheiref, hari elu kinuyin lecheirim. These are all valid substitutes for the word cheirim, and his neder is chal. So there's no difference between saying, this piece of bread should be upon you cheirim, or this piece of bread should be cheirek, or cheirech. We also learned in our first Mishnah that kinuyei nezirus are kinezirus. Someone's makabel upon himself nazirus, so normally he would say, I am a nazir. But here, instead of saying hareini nazir, he said different words that were sometimes used for nazirus. He said hareini nazik, or naziach, or peziach. Harielu kinuyel nazirus. But the nazirus is still chal. He still becomes a nazir. We also learned in the first Mishnah that kinuyei shvuyos are kishvuyos. If you substitute l'shaynos for a shvua, for swearing, that's like shvua itself. So if a person says shvusa, instead of shvua that I won't eat this piece of bread, he says shvusa that I won't eat this piece of bread, or shakuka that I won't eat this piece of bread, or nodar bimaisa, he swore, explains about tanura, bimaisa. Maisa is actually a kinui, a substitute for the word mumasa, which is a shvua in Targum Lashon. Harielu kinuyin l'shvua. These are all substitute l'shainis for a shvua. And if someone says one of these things, like shvusa, that I won't eat this kikar, or shakuka, that I won't eat it, the shvua is chal. So chazing over our Mishnah, this Mishnah is basically explaining or giving practical examples of what we learned in the last Mishnah, that the kinui is like the lashon itself. So when it comes to a neder, so we know if he says this piece of bread is like a carbon, it's a neder. But even if he doesn't use the word carbon, he uses the word kainam, kainach, or kainas, that's a kinui le carbon. when it comes to cheirim, in other words, nidarim that a person asers in the lashon of a cheirim. So, of course, if he said kikar zu'alecha cheirim, the neder is chal, but even if he didn't use the word cheirim, but he used the word cheirek, cheirech, or cheiref, that's going to work as well. If instead of saying hareini nazir, he says hareini nazik, naziyach, or piziyach, these are kinuyim for naziris, the naziris is chal. Same is true for shvua. And if instead of saying he swears he won't eat this piece of bread, he says shvusa, shalei eichel kikerzu, I shvusa, that I won't eat this kicker. Or shakuka, or he used the lashon of maisa, these are all kinuyin for shvua. You look at the Taisus Yamtiv over here, there's a girsa, not nodar bimoisa, but rather nodar bimoihi. What does that mean? Moihi was actually a substitute name for Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, we find the Lashon Shvua, Vayoyel Moshe. Moshe swore to Yisrael. So this person says, I take upon myself the Mumasa, the Shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that Moihi said, which was a substitute name for Moshe Rabbeinu, and that too would be a Lashon of Shvua.